Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Happy New Year. Welcome back. This is Mr. Rantel, that one half of the Royal Press Radio Show.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, well, you are listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. I know, right? My co-host didn't introduce anything.
I introduced myself.
Yeah, but you're supposed to introduce the show. Like, this is a show.
Did.
This isn't a singular person. But Happy New Year, everyone. I am so happy to be back. I've missed you guys so very much. I hope you guys are all safe and sound and healthy. And I am just so looking forward to, you know, playing some good music, you know, talking to some friends, you know, but I have definitely enjoyed you guys. I hope you all had a wonderful holiday, you know, because, you know, the Christmas landed on Thursdays and New Year's and stuff. You know, that's why we didn't have the show, but we definitely missed
right
you guys,
now.
And, you know, yes, I took the words out of my mouth. We are definitely back, and it's so much going on in the world, but let's start off with our first track of the day. This is Why I'm Hot by Tupac Tina.
Ooh, what a hot dog. Flex on your bitch. I got your wife with a fully loaded clip. And I pussy, I make it whip. Strip dip on the pole, girl, girl. But the flip side, and when I say I get to the bag, I do it. Your bitch all on me. She coming home to me. Late night sleeping by yourself. With nobody caring about you. If you ain't caring about yourself, it's been a cold world. Hard times I've been putting on. And I've been going strong. Nigga, want it with it. Pimpin', I ain't sleeping, motherfucker. Early morning, cooking and living in the kitchen, turning up. I'm flipping south side, red limits. This is too patina, that ass fucking ain't see. When I spit the heat to the beat, I'll go in gasoline. The deer hopping on the street. You don't know about that, cause you ain't stepping 10 toes. When I say my niggas blow that smoke, I blow it with fully shells. Lady with a loaded clip. Faded, I've been on the ripping the beat. You can't hear a word that I say, cause you on the faded game, motherfucker. You slipping off face. I'm popping, snakes trying to bite me. I'm Rivali, city limits, I'm by the body. Niggas wanna with me, better step to me. You say fully loaded clips, I say big clips, bitch. When I say it's two, what? Two partina, it's the unspoken ENT. I'm with it, blacking out. And if you want it with me, better got them cameras. Motherfucker, I throw you down, straight to town. I run it up, I been painted the city red. And when I say it's the unspoken NT, I get it. The lyrics and beats without an ink pen, get it. Without an ink pen, I'm going in on the beat. And I spit the heat, anybody throw they leak. Oh, and I go in, step 10 toes with me. You wanna go in, I rip the beat. Goddamn, get the heat, a bitch. Eating it up, she's licking juicy. Woo! When I say I run it up, put a body in a truck, nigga, I ain't even locked up. When I say it's 2x10 of the unspoken ENT, I'm with it, blacking out, going in, morning, taking over, I'm with it, putting in work, I been more than did it. My heart cold, it's a cold world, motherfucker, I don't give a fuck. You think I'm a fool? Never goddamn soul. I've been on the sitting wrong. When I say touch down a car, hell, I don't need no fucking bell. I straight to going in. Morning, goddamn, first testing. Motherfucker, this unspoken NC. I ain't even speaking. You don't know my lyrics. How I fucking get it? 2x10 living legend. I'm with it. When I say I get it, I'll run it up. I'll spray a nigga. One shot, you done. More than my goddamn money. More than wilder, wilder. Patina, you know I'm with it. I run a bitch, turn a bitch. Motherfucker, get lit. I don't gotta spray a bitch. I'm out suicide doors. First class jet. I'm a motherfucking flat, so I'm wet. When I say I wear the mop, I get it. This is how I do it. And you know I wear the demon, ain't even turned up. My demon, bitch, I'm swerving. Deer hopping, you don't know the dance. When I say I keep it popping, this the iron smoking NT. My morning, motherfuckers in the coffin with your mama in the morning. Bloody tears, morning, goddamn pain in the soul. I got lit. Hard times, I done got it. Out the grind, out the Porsche, I been in. Morning garment out the womb, motherfucker, I been living so devil queen. I goddamn city living, going rude. When I say south side, I'd rather I fucking get it. My city, I'm all I have with it. I turn up on 12, I don't give a fuck. Before I ever go back in my little good boy, yeah, well. And turn up, it's been hard times without a thought. We had to make it on our own grind. When I say we get it, and we turn the bitch, I'll catch your body. And I'm dolo, bitch, what you want? I turn up, and never, I ain't never gonna fold. I rock them, spray you in your dome, slap you in your face. I'm turned up, I don't need no face.
Okay, I'm definitely feeling it. Definitely feeling that joint. I like that. Definitely shout out to Tupac Tina. She also has a show on our network. So I definitely know she'll probably be calling in a little later on in the show as well. Definitely like that. You know, so for today, you know, our topic, you know, our discussion was, you know, just what, you know, people are looking forward to in 2021. You know, 2020 was definitely an unprecedented year, you know, first pandemic since, you know, over 100 years. And, you know, you have the added pandemic, the, you know, when it comes to shootings of unarmed black men and killings of unarmed black men and women. And, you know, it's, you know, the financial situation just isn't good. And we also just racial tensions in this country has never been as high, you know, since the 60s, to, you know, to be honest, you know, and I keep saying, you know, that we've always had extremists in this country, you know, but in our lifetime, you know, they basically stormed the Capitol, you know, with yesterday. So, you know, we've had this topic, you know, since the, you know, since the holidays, when we started to go over, you know, like what were going to be the first set of shows. And when I was talking to you, Mr. Rental, that, you know, I like I said, I honestly don't know what I'm looking forward to in 2021. Is partly, you know, I mean, we all hope and we pray that 2021 it will be much better than 2020. You know, like I said, I feel like it will be, but with everything that went on yesterday, I just don't know what to expect, you know, and hearts and minds, you know, are just very heavy because we don't really know what to expect and what's going to go on. You know, it was just really, you know, what happened yesterday consumed you couldn't go anywhere. Everyone that called, I talked to, that's all that they talked about, you know, from everyone. That, like, that was on everyone's, you know, like, hearts and minds. So, yeah, you know, like I said, I didn't know what I would be looking forward to. So I really didn't know if I would have, you know, like, anything to say about that. But, you know, we are always, you know, here today, we're together in the way that we, you know, can, and, you know, in the way that we can be for each other. So, you know, basically, like, the floor is you guys. Whatever is on your heart to mind today, if you have, you know, if you have some great news, please let us hear it. You know, well, I did see some great news, and It is someone who, you know, we both know and we, you know, like love and respect. You know, so and he's been on the show. See, he's a he. You know, we have interviewed him. You know, plenty of times. You know, on the show, his music and everything. And I'm talking about, you know, our friend Blizzard and his wife Tiffany. You know, they welcomed their baby a few days ago. You know, so they had a girl. So that is, you know, super excited. You know, about the new baby. So that was like the news that I saw on, you know, like Facebook, that I was just super excited. And, you know, like we all need some good news right now. So if you got some good news, please let us all in on it so we can, you know, give you, you know, a cheer or whatever it is. You got a new job, I don't care what it is. Like, let us in on, you know, whatever your good news is or whatever you got on your mind that you want to get out today. You know, we're all here, you know, we're here for you guys. So let's get on our next track of the day. This is Sweet Mary by Johnny James and featuring Sweet Mary. And then, you know, we'll come back with some callers, and I'll let Mr. Rento that speak is how he's feeling as well.
Okay, Sweet Johnny.
Take care of you.
Take care of
old school cool. working hard and they stand tall.
Alrighty. And we are back. I definitely like that joint as well. That was Sweet Mary by Johnny James. I like that.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. Yes, that definitely is. So, sir, what are you looking forward to for the new year?
I'm looking for a better year than last year and also my birthday. That's what I'm looking for.
Yes. You will be a whole year older, 39. Woohoo. You be acting like if you about to hit like a 40 milestone or 50 milestone. Like you're gonna be 39.
That's good.
All right. Well, I'm trying to figure out what are these birthday plans that got you all excited. So hopefully my invite is in the mail.
Okay. Or Miami. That's what I
want to do. Oh, shoot, now. Get it.
That's my
good. Yeah, okay. Well, all right, let's I think we have some callers. Let's get to the first one.
All right. 470-779.
Hey, how y'all feeling? Y'all can hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay. Happy New Year to everybody. You know, it's been crazy all last year, but hopefully we make this one a spectacular one. I just want to definitely get up on here and let people know, you know, I'm hip-hop savior straight up off the rip. You know what I'm saying? I do EDM, hip-hop, rock. I want to give a big shout-out to Blackout Radio. Shout-out my guy, Eddie Powell, for having me. You know what I'm saying? And I got a couple projects on the way. I got a couple projects out. Have to be found worldwide. Level Up project out now. Touchdown project out now. By Any Means project coming sooner than soon. And again, it's the God, Mr. Swag 360 The God. You can stay connected with me on Twitter, Instagram, at MR_SWAGG_360. And I'm around the world with it. You know what I'm saying? So appreciate y'all.
Okay, that's what's up. I don't know. Did you hear our topic? What are you looking forward to in 2021?
On 2021, of course, like I said, to make it a spectacular one. You know what I'm saying? It's just like 2020 been crazy. You know what I mean? But I don't want to look at 2021 as a sequel. You know what I'm saying? I want to look at it as a step up to greatness. You feel me? So I'm just staying positive all year.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a great way of looking at it. I like that. You know, you definitely got to be. You know, you got to put out the good energy because that's basically, you know, what all of us want for 2021. Because as you say, 2020 was definitely, 21 is just a mess. So we definitely want something different.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I'm in the studio right now. I just had to call in, talk my shit, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I appreciate y'all for having me. Everybody enjoy y'all new year. I'm about to get back to this music.
Okay. Well, definitely thanks for calling in and you be safe out there. And, absolutely. You know, whenever you get a chance, you know, like send us a track. We would love to play it on the show.
Oh, for sure. It got to be no profanity or what?
It don't have to be. Nope, it don't have
okay,
to be.
Okay, cool. Gotcha. Yeah. I'll send a few in. Uh-huh. Thank you.
You're welcome. You be safe out there, like I think, again.
All right,
let's get to the next one.
Hey, family, it's Ann Jules, the Royal Crush Takeover House on Blackout Radio. What's up, fam?
Hey, sis. Happy New Year. How have you been?
I'm good. Happy New Year to you guys, to all of you. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I appreciate you so much for having me on here and for letting me, you know, call and promote. So kudos to you guys. Shout out to you guys and Black Tear. I'm doing great. Jay and I are actually taking it easy today. We have a little fire going in the backyard and just chilling. Been really busy yesterday. I was doing stuff with my business and stuff, but I'm so excited. Next week, you guys, we're going to be, Jay and I, shout out to OMF Posse, because we're going to be the guest stars on his show on Wednesday, which is awesome, and I meant to call in to his show last night, but I want to thank you guys for all your support, all my family here on Blackout Radio, to OMF, to everybody out there that supported us. You guys have been supporting me since day one, from way back when, you know, and I'm grateful to you guys for having us on your show back in October, and, you know, for all the love, and I love supporting you guys, and, you know, hearing stuff like when I just called in about, you know, keeping the vibes positive, and yeah, you're like a reminder, you know, for me too, you know, to keep the vibes positive. So thank you, kings and queens.
That is great, sis. I'm so happy for you guys. And like, you know, you showed us love and support from day one. So, you know, we have to return the favor for you guys. And it's just genuine love. And I just missed you guys, you know, like so much with everything, with the holidays and everything. And so it's never that we, you know, we wanted to stay away. You know, it's just the, you know, the holidays run, you know, when we, you know, the show ran when it was, you know, like Christmas Eve and that thing. So it's hard to try to get on and do different things. And, you know, then we had the kids, and I feel I'm just a part-time aunt. So if I can sympathize with parents everywhere, look, if I had those girls, and, you know, when my nephew was here, and I could barely go to the bathroom without someone fighting or like wanting something. I'm hungry. Can I get cheese? Like, so I definitely tip my hat to the parents who got to be doing it full time, because I would probably lose my mind. I don't know how I would do it, but yes, it is.
Right?
They are my love. So, you know, I had to do it, but it definitely is difficult in the moment.
Yeah, no doubt. You said it right. Like, I'm not a parent either. I don't have a child, and I had a rabbit once, and he was enough, you know. But yeah, I feel you. I got a lot of respect for the parents out there. That's one rite of passage this woman will never take. But yeah, it's not an easy job, and fathers and mothers, they get, you know, with a lot of people don't even, we need to support them, you know, especially now. I have a lot of friends that are doing a lot of great things out there, and they're also mothers and fathers. I'm just like, how do you do it? You know, super people, super woman out there running the show. And so I got a lot of respect for the mothers and the fathers. I was just thinking about that, because society puts a lot of stress on fathers. Mothers, not so much, but the fathers, I mean, they're the ones that are supposed to go out and make the dough and, you know, provide for their families. And that's a lot of stress, especially when you want to keep your kids fed, you know. And so I got a lot of respect for people that have the fortitude to actually do that, because I don't know anything about it. I've been a nanny like you, taking care of, you know, my loved ones and stuff, but I can give them back, you know, and I'm like, I don't know how you do it.
Right.
Yeah, and those children are our future. And, you know, I love to support when I hear of women and men that are single with children that they're supporting, you know, especially artists. There's a lot of artists that are out there in that category. And Keith Jones has got kids, you know, and he's part of the Crip Hop Nation. So shout out to the Crip Hop Nation out there worldwide, all over the world, representing for the disabled, the deaf, the sick, the elderly, the blind, and the poor. You know, it's not easy. And I'm just grateful that I'm able to show my support for people that are out there doing good things in the world, like you guys, you know. And So I thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate you letting me call in to show my support and promote and just spread the love.
Yeah, you're welcome, sis. I definitely, after the craziness of 2020, we definitely all need to spread some love around. So I definitely appreciate, you know, everything that, all the support and love that you've always shown us over the years.
Most definitely. You're most welcome. And I say the same thing back to you, and I'll continue to show my support. And, you know, if I happen to not call in, it's not that I don't want to, because I miss you guys. I miss doing this. I get such an enjoyment and excitement calling in and promoting. And, you know, it's just fun in life. And speaking of fun, you guys know, if you guys that are listening haven't heard Deja Vu For You, featuring Rob Denoy's Temple of Sugar Hill Gang. He was part of our band and gave us this track that we had been working on. We just released in September. And that was a track that he told, you know, Sugar Hill Gang, that they, you know, they wanted to put their bars and their creative flow on it. And he said, no, this is for somebody, I don't know. He was like, you guys, I was waiting for you guys. You were the voices that I was waiting for. And I'm like, I was so humbled when I heard him say that. And he helped us grow. He helped us, you know, cultivate and our talents and our gifts that God gave us, the Most High. And so we lost him in April, and it's bittersweet, kind of sad, you know, but I like to pay my respects to him and his family. By making the mention of it and releasing this track. And thank goodness to Angelo Quaglia, because he took it into his heart to actually master and record it. And he did a brilliant job. I said, I don't want any autotone. Don't do anything AI like that. Just, you know, I said, you know, he's like, well, I'll finesse it. I'm like, you did. And I'm so happy that he was a part of that. And he's a part of our team from now on, you know, and so I'm grateful to him. So if you guys want to check it out, the listeners, callers and listeners out there, we're on Spotify, iTunes, all the major platforms for music. You can check out the video on YouTube, and we look forward to dropping. We're going to make some sort of music video for it. And I had a lot of people come at me saying they've got some footage of Rob that they would like to donate to that video. So, you know, it'd be a collaborative adventure. But once we get that put together, then I'll let everybody know. But yeah, we've just been working on our music. We got a couple of tracks that we're working on releasing. You know, just getting life in on the ball and staying focused on positive things. And so that's enough. I don't want to talk too much because I know you got a lot going on, but I'm so grateful to have you guys as my family and call you my brothers and sisters, kings and queens, because, you know, we got to stay together and support each other. And I will continue to do that. And I'm so grateful to start the Happy New Year in this way on World Crush Takeover.
Yeah, definitely, sis. Definitely. And I definitely can't wait for you guys to do the video. And I know how much, you know, he really meant to you guys. And I just, like I said, you know, to you, I just think it was so, you know, great that you still, you know, followed through with your word to his family on everything. And it just shows how much of a stand-up person you are.
Thank you, sister. I'm in tears because... Yeah. I wanted to put him on your show. We would have been, we had so many plans, you know, but it's in God's hands. And he would have been a guest on your show too, you know, and spreading his love and light. But I thank you for, it's just sad, you know, it's really sad because I was so close to him. I spoke to him every day. And if I didn't, he'd text me, you need me to send the ransom. You know, he make a joke out of it, you know, because he's like, oh, I'm glad you're okay, you know, and I just miss him so much. And so shout out to the Temple Dynasty, to his son, Robert Temple III. I mean, I could get him on your show and his people it'd be great to, you know, so show some shine to his family because they've been through so much. And, you know, he lost his son back in a long time ago. They took him out, and he lost his son, Anthony, years ago. And then Margaret died, and then his wife died, and then he died all within 2 weeks. So I got to take the light and the glory out of all that turmoil and sadness and just keep it going, you know, and honor, because I know he's still watching over us. And I mean, I'll randomly turn on the computer and his track will turn on and I'm like, "Hi, Rob," no joke.
Yeah.
Or my phone, we were driving yesterday and he played one of his tracks on our phone in the car. I'm just like, wow, you know, "Hi, Rob," you know. So
yeah,
he's still around watching over us, and his family knows because they say the same things. And I just know that heaven's watching over us all. So on that note, and in a, you know, I love you guys, and you guys be safe and stay positive and don't let the haters get you down.
No, definitely can't. And we definitely love you too, sis. And thanks again for supporting us.
Most definitely. Love you guys. Stay safe. And I'll call in next week to show my support again.
Yep. All righty. Definitely. You stay safe as well.
All right. Peace. Okay. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. All righty. Let's go to the next call and then we'll get another track on.
Proxima Jackson.
Hey,
sis. Hi.
We are doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Y'all can check me out at Proxima Jackson on YouTube, Proxima on Reverb Nation, Proxima to you on SoundCloud. And the end of February, I'll be on all major platforms, finally.
Yeah. Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely, you didn't get to, you, I don't know if you were listening when we played your track, when we did it at the top of the show, but
okay.
I definitely liked the track.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You're welcome. You always be going, you always be going hard for yours. You definitely do.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
You're
welcome. I will
call in next week.
All right, well, we'll definitely be looking forward to it.
All right, have a good day.
All right, you too, and you be safe out there.
All right.
All righty, well, this is Icky Vicky by Jada Marie.
Can we get to one more caller?
All right, go ahead.
646-673.
Hello.
Hello, say your name. Where are you from?
646-673, live.
Hello, say your name. Where are you from? Hello.
Alrighty. Yeah. Well, maybe let's get to the track and maybe they'll click on.
Hey, talking like you want to smoke. Come puff, told him that I got the juice. Nantucket, it's too sticky, way too trippy. You might need a bucket, might throw it back if you bust it. He got a chain, but it's tucky. He got a chain, but we know it ain't BB's. Took it for wrecking, no, my nigga's greedy. He in the field, but he tryna spar. We shootin' 30s and he shootin' BB. Fuck the whole crew, cause can't none of them see me. No competition, I'm raising a bar. Fuck being sick, give me head in a car. Being a rape, baby, shoot for the star. Fuck being humble, I know I'm that bitch. Fuck being quiet, I know I'm a star. Bitches be capping, I know who they are. Not on my level, you ain't up to par. If the mama want beef, I'm sliding. Spin through a block, I don't hop out the car. If she fuckin' with me, she a dumb. Cause I ain't fuckin' no regular bra. Oh God. Send me the Addy, I'm hunting him down. Give me the rollie, I'm busting it down. Ride on the D, I be taking my time. Pick up the speed and I'm slowing it down. Been through your hood, but you wasn't around. Bitches be talking, but don't make a sound. Told him before that I'm up next. Tell him again that I'm going down.
Do what you do.
It don't fit me.
No.
I'm making moves. Watch how I hop out the Bentley. If I want it, you know you gon' get me. This ain't a Renzi, we spinning Benji. I ain't a killer, don't tell me. Wait, I think she talking like she want the smoke. I'm puffin', told him that I got the juice. Nantucket, it's too sticky, way too drippy. You might need a bucket, might throw it back if he bust it. He got a chain, better tuck it. Talkin' like you want the smoke. Come puffin', told him that I got the juice. Nantucket, it's too sticky, icky, ficky. You might need a bucket, might throw it back if you bust it. He got a chain, better tuck it.
Alrighty, and I like that joint. That was Icky Vicky by Jada Marie, who will be our special guest for next week. So definitely tune in for that. So we're going to be playing a little more of her music and to see what she, you know, has planned and got going on out there. Yep. But alright, let's get to the next caller.
919-390.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, I am doing good. And you? What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Lucky. I'm calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. I just happened to call in, and I heard my favorite cousin on the radio. So I had to come and say something and give her a shout-out. My favorite cousin, that's Tupac Tina. You can listen to her on Reverb and SoundCloud. That's Tupac Tina. And she's going to be on all major platforms by next Tuesday. That's my blood cousin, my real cousin. And she's been going hard. And I'm so proud of her.
Okay. Well, that is great. You know, showing your cousin some love.
Absolutely. That
is great.
She got the talented genes. I didn't get much of nothing. But
okay.
I hope you have a good night. I'm going to keep on listening.
Yep, you too. Well, definitely. Thank you so much for calling in, and you be safe out there.
Yeah, you too.
All right, let's get to the next one.
646-673.
Hello, hello, Happy New Year, Keisha. This is SX Sean Felder. Happy New Year 2021.
Happy New Year. How you been?
Okay, let's rest in peace. Ecstasy from Houdini, the new school. Look up Houdini. Ecstasy was one with Jaiyo, the legendary rapper Houdini, who passed away. May he rest in peace. And I heard that some of the entertainment people paid for his funeral. He had a GoFundMe. One of the greatest rap groups of all time, who started out in Jive Records. Well, I thought Jive Records should have paid for the whole thing due to the impact of hip-hop. I saw them live at the Fresh Fresh back in the days at MSG. Rest in peace, Ecstasy of Houdini.
Yes, I saw that, you know, he passed. That Houdini is like the first. Well, not the first rap group, like, I was, like, really familiar with.
Oh, yeah, they had a lot of hits, Keisha.
You know, like,
they had a
Curtis
lot of hits.
Below my stepfather.
A lot of hits. And also, God bless Dr. Dre, all of them. He's okay. We can't lose that hip-hop icon. So let's give a shout-out to Dr. Dre, who's still alive.
Yes, definitely. But I saw that, you know, like over the break as well. That he
I was nervous.
You know, like
he's important to hip hop history. Yes. Yes. He put a lot of careers on the map. Snoop Dogg. 50
yes,
Cent.
And he need to,
Eminem.
And he need to finish that divorce. Because if
Lamar.
He died, why, you know, God forbid anything happened. Well, you know, while he was still married to her,
oh, yeah.
You know.
And I heard some dogs try to rob his house while he was in the hospital. Look into that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
See, yeah, but that's because they didn't think that no one would be there, you know.
Right, he has security in his house. Oh, don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
He has security in his house.
That's just it, you know, trying to take advantage of the situation.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Before I get off, as you know, me and DJ Nikki will announce our 2020 XX Model of the Year. We've been doing this since 2013. And back then, my first winner was Porsche Winters from Georgia. Last year, we had a tie. It was Sarah D. Ralph, who was on your show, and two-time winner, Sean Tafia. And we want to congratulate them for being winners last year. So the three nominees were named. There'll be one winner this Friday. We're going to do it from Harlem, me and DJ Nikki. Is Dalia Bloom from Thailand, a lovely big boob model. Number two, Marie Richardson. She's a lovely foot fetish model, excellent model from California. And number one, Adrian J., who you know, the lovely Asian BBW model who's on your show. She's done lots of events from Omar Drink. And she did an event New Year's Eve with DJ Nikki on virtual. So those are three contenders. You can look them up on Instagram. Keisha, I will announce the winner next Friday at 125th Street in Harlem on YouTube Live. All three will get prizes, but there will be only one winner. So look out for that.
Okay. That's what's up. That is what's up. I know they're probably very excited about that.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely excited. And also, shout out to ID Digital Magazine that had me on the front cover last year. I made sure I'll mail you a copy, Keisha, to show up to your colleagues. And I may be doing a radio interview with Burrow G from DTF Radio in Brooklyn. I believe it's going to be February 3rd. We're going over to find the details, so look out for that. But right now, we're going to focus on the 2020 SX Model Year, and I will announce the winner on YouTube. And I'll make sure I send you the video to you guys at Real Crush Entertainment, okay?
Okay, that's definitely what's up. Did you want to, because our discussion for today, was, you know, was just talking about things that people are looking forward to in 2021.
Oh, yeah, well, thank God that Donald Trump is going to be out as president if you saw that disgraceful thing that happened at the Capitol. And another thing, Keisha, it goes to show how this country got issues, especially our democracy, so they're really serious about getting him out of office right now to that disgraceful thing, but we're all not surprised, Keisha, how things are going on in this country. So a few more days, so he'll be out soon. And Joe Biden, as far as I'm concerned, he's the new president. So he spoke a powerful speech today about what happened yesterday. It was definitely a disgrace to us and democracy. So he'll be gone soon, so I'll be my bright spot for 2021.
Yes, he definitely will be gone soon, but not soon enough for me because, yes, you know, I saw that, you know, like what happened, and it just really it's sad. It's really just sad. You know, like I've said, you know, we've always had extremists in this country. They've always been around. You know,
and
but
another
they,
thing, Keisha, and make the country short. You know, if that was Black Lives Matter, it would have been a whole different outcome. Most of those Trump thugs that was out there were white. So let's keep it in perspective.
Well, yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. You know, that we've always had extremists, but when it was the black people, you know, that they were calling as rioters, you know, during the summer, when a lot of the protests was just peaceful protests. You know, that you had tear gas and people being shot with rubber bullets.
Skinhead,
and,
that's right,
you know,
Nazi
all,
people.
Yes, you had all
people.
Kinds of just, all kinds of just mayhem. Yes, that man antagonized and brought on, you know. And yesterday, you know, you see, you know, the cops just letting them through the barricade. You know, you had that one.
Keisha? At one point, a black cop got scared. He had to run up the steps to get for help. He could have been trampled.
Yes,
so
and
that out.
Yes, and it at yes, I saw that. And you know, at first, you know, he was keeping them bay, and as they just kept coming and coming, you know, he did. He got the running. But it really just goes to show you how crazy that situation is. you know. But I just, mm-hmm. I feel like it's more to that. Just to be honest, I feel like they knew, you know, the virtual signaling that was going on. They knew that
enough
it was going to be some mess. That it was going to be some mess. Popped off, you know, and that man telling them people, you know, that I'm with you and all that mess, you know, they have, you know, basically the GOP has kind of, you know, co-signed that bullshit. And
they want that out now. Yes.
For them, yep. When it came for them, they didn't want to hear it, you know. And,
right.
And I'm
exactly.
glad that. I mean, everyone living in reality knew that it wasn't going to be nothing that Pence could do about, you know, the electoral college vote. But
exactly.
it was a mess. It really was a mess.
And a good thing about it, Keisha,
it'll be over.
Yes. Good thing about it, we won the Senate, so we have control of that, thank God. So Mitch McConnell is demoted, and you better be believed we will get the 2,000 stimulus check. That's going to be in the works when Biden gets in. So we got control of that. Congratulations to that brother in Georgia, who's the first black Senate, and that other gentleman. So we got control of that. That's the main thing. So we'll be getting another stimulus check, guarantee you.
Yeah. Well,
okay,
I
Keisha,
I'm going to
let you go. I'll let you go to other people, but we'll talk.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know the announced winner of the 2020 Essex Body next Thursday. And I'll make sure to the YouTube take it. You take care. Happy New Year.
Yep, you too. Definitely. Thank you for calling in, Sean.
Okay,
you be
bye-bye.
Safe out there. Bye.
Okay.
Yeah. All righty, let's get to the next caller.
504-942. You are.
Yes, how you doing?
Yep, hello. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Orleans. I'm the local DJ, DJ Fireboy. I have some local music coming out soon.
Okay.
And, you know, I kind of remix R&B songs, and I promote other people and do studio time. I'm really, like, promoter and / DJ.
Okay.
And I take pictures.
Okay.
And stuff.
Well, that's definitely that's what's up. You definitely gotta send us a track when you get a chance.
Oh yeah, definitely. I will send you one through my email.
Okay. Our email is royalcrushtakeoverradio@gmail.com.
Rodeo Crush at Takeover. Okay,
it's royalcrushradio@gmail.com.
Rodeo Crush Takeover. Okay. Okay, I can send you some music through your email.
Yep, okay. Well, definitely, thank you. We'll be looking out for it.
Okay, I'm about to send it to you right now.
Yeah, okay.
So, and
did you want...
my wife,
uh-huh.
She's a baker.
Her name is KS Kitchen, and she's do cakes, pies, all kind of dessert products, and she do a food truck.
Okay.
That's what's up. Versatile with everything right now.
And we working on, she have a venture called cake pie.
It's pie crust inside of a cake. So we've been selling out that multiple, trying to help give back to the corona victims. And, you know, she's been making masks and stuff, free masks for everybody who need one. You know, to stop the spread of corona.
Yeah, well, that's definitely great. You know, I said one thing, you know, about this, you know, like pandemic was that, you know, people was, it just showed you how resilient you know, the human spirit is, because people really, you know, came together just doing, you know, different things. And I could not have been, you know, more happier or excited just seeing everyone just coming together and, you know, supporting each other and supporting first line workers, you know, essential workers. And that's definitely great that you guys were able to, you know, that you thought about giving back, you know, to other people also.
Yeah, because even though, you know, I had some clothes and stuff, I went, you know, share my old clothes with some of the homeless. You know, I do things for everybody. So I don't want nobody to be left out in this pandemic, because this pandemic,
yeah,
you know, just like what happened in Washington. You know, the innocent woman got killed for no apparent reason. So I don't think that's right. But they need to work out something better with the stimulus package, what's going on in the world. United States is just not, that's not what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be everybody come together.
Yeah, you know, we hope, you know, that this, with the reckoning and everything that we've seen over the way, with George Floyd and everything now, I really hope people do start to realize that, you know, we're stronger together and that we have to, you know, rely on each other and really just stop with the nonsense, because some of it is just really nonsense at the end of the day. And I just really hope people, you know, can
right.
come together in that way, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So we definitely thank you.
I know I have a friend of mine. He's another DJ, but he have his music out here. He don't have it out, you know, out. He have, like, Tucker. He remixed Tucker and stuff like that. He's a studio artist, too, but he's based on that. He, you know, any song you need, he can remix it for you. And, hey, and have connections with Big Freedia, all the local artists, Ted Warbuck. You know, it's a lot of people I know. So, hey,
okay,
thank you.
Well, that's definitely, yeah, you are so welcome. You know, our show is, you know, like every Thursday at 4 p.m. So, you know, whenever you guys are, you know, free to come on and promote, definitely, you know, come on and promote. You know, that's one of the things. You know, that's why we allow people to just come on and do that, because, you know, we don't always know what's out there or who's rocking or who's doing something, you know, like in the community. So it's just, you know, that's just one way for us to, you know, connect with one another and actually support each other, you
right.
know, in the best way that we can.
Right.
Can we please have callers, please hold?
And well, we definitely appreciate you for calling in, and like I said, definitely send us over that track, and you know, just call in whenever you can.
And also, you can go on my YouTube page. You can find all my music on YouTube page also, under DJ Fireball.
DJ Fireball, okay.
DJ Fireball /KS Kitchen. Thank y'all so much.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. And you be safe out there.
You too.
Yeah. All right, let's get to another caller.
87617.
Hello, what's going on? This is Mr. Everywhere checking in from Arkansas, representing Florida and the architects. How y'all doing this afternoon?
Yeah.
We're going
to
yourself.
We are doing fine with yourself.
Okay, that's wonderful. Yeah, this I've been liking what I've been hearing about this country, man. I mean, it was sad that you know, that we had a man that for 4 years gave a green light to terroristic acts, but called people who did peaceful protests thugs. You know, and that was sad that it happened at the Capitol. Out of all places in America, it happened where decisions on this country are made at. He gave a green light for people just to go in there and riot, you know. And it's a unfortunate situation, but, you know, we got 2 weeks left of him We got 4 years of Biden, so it's just like we got 8 years of hell on our hand as we speak. So, I mean, just don't think we're out the woods because of Georgia and Biden's president. It's a lot of political politics under the politics, you know. So we as African-Americans, we got to strengthen ourselves, our minds. We got to bring our minds together and get out of the materialistic world. You know, and focus on what's real and what was not real. But what's real is we just witnessed something that should have never took place in the U.S. Capitol, but it was allowed to by the man that people put in office.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. You are absolutely right. And, you know, like I tell people, you know, we've always had extremists in this country. So, no, just because Biden won does not make them go away, you know, because 73 million people voted for that man, you know. So they were okay with everything that he's been doing, you know. So I don't know what will go on, you know. We just have to be smart and strategic in our movements and what we do.
Well, it was a good deal that they put him in office because that just made it easier on Judgment Day, you know, because God just said, well, I'm just going to show y'all something. I'm going to put this man in this position, and we're going to see who followed this man and who follows, you know, who follows God. And he just made it simpler. He just made it simpler on Judgment Day. All those people are going to have to sit up there, and they're going to be a judge accordingly, you know.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. Well, but I want to send a shout out to my affiliates, Zone 24 TV, Buddha Ali, Hype Productions, Confederate Real Soldier. We've been doing a pretty good deal in the Dallas and Architects area, promoting Zone 24 TV. They told me about your wonderful show that you have, so I became a part of it this evening.
We
want to continue being a part of it.
Yeah, well, we definitely appreciate you for calling in, and you definitely be safe out there.
And if anybody has any artists that they need promoting from your area, you can always contact me at philipspatrick41@gmail.com. That's PHILLIPS. PATRICK 41@gmail.com. And my promotionals go from the California to the Memphis to Shreveport, Dallas region, and then the Florida, Georgia, and Carolina region also. Respect.
Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, definitely. Thank you. We appreciate you for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, everyone. You know, look, time flies when you are definitely having fun. We want to thank all the callers and all the listeners for supporting us, you know, for today and every day. And if you would like to know how you can get your music heard on the show or schedule an interview for the show, you can hit me. You can look me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG or Royal Crush ENT on IG. Yes, I'm sorry, sir. You know, I'm definitely glad that we are all back together. I know we won't be able to play all of it, but Get On, Go to Sleep by Fire Nation Flame.
Okay, sweet down.